This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The U.S. Senate is hearing opening arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial, just the third time the body has weighed in on potentially removing a president. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The Senate will now hear you.
Chief Justice John Roberts invited lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff to start 3 days of arguments, and Schiff began laying out what he called President Trump's corrupt scheme to abuse his power and then cover it up.
Ultimately, the question for you is whether the president's undisputed actions require the removal of the 45th president of the United States from office.
Republicans want a quick trial and have rejected Democratic attempts to introduce more witnesses and documents. Keeping tabs on the trial before flying home from Europe, the president suggested he'd be open to advisors testifying, but then backed off, reverting to longstanding complaints about the proceedings.
With me, there's no lying, there's no nothing. They have nothing. They don't even have a crime.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Chinese state media report authorities are closing airports and train stations and canceling long-distance bus routes in and out of the city of Wuhan in a bid to limit the spread of a new flu-like illness. On Wednesday, the World Health Organization delayed a decision on whether to declare an international emergency until Thursday. The head of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Michael Ryan, says reducing the spread of the disease is paramount.
The primary issue is to limit human-to-human transmission, to reduce secondary infections, especially amongst close contact and particularly in healthcare environments. We need to prevent transmission through amplification events and super spreading events, and obviously prevent further international spread.
So far, 17 people have died of the virus, with hundreds of others sickened. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.